information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out on a speaking engagement today, so I am welcoming in Radio MD's Stay Well pal, Melanie Cole, joining us today. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Dr. Decker, how are you?
I am great, and we are talking about colloidal silver, good for you, or dangerous toxin. This stuff is giving physicians fits right now. In our offices, we have patients coming and taking it with all this great success, and then we're getting reports that people are turning blue. And there's actually a guy in Seattle, in that area, who took colloidal silver over and over and over again in very high amounts, things that were way past what was recommended, and he has a permanent bluish tint to his skin. So we don't know whether to recommend it or not recommend it, but it's exploding in sales. It is being used by our military. It is being purchased by our military for use. What have you been hearing in the overall medical communities about colloidal silver, Mel?
Well, just what you've been hearing, Dr. Decker, is that it's controversial and that it can create this bluish-gray discoloration of the skin and that they're using, and I've heard all the same things that you have, but tell the listeners who are listening that they don't even know what it is, where you find it, or what people are using it for.
In essence, we've always been looking for safer, better antibiotics, things that will select out and kill bacteria but not kill the human being. Similar, almost in a lighter way to chemotherapy. We want things that kill cancer cells, not kill human cells. One of the problems with antibiotics that you know of, like amoxicillin and ciprofloxacin and Keflex and cefalexins and all these, is that they kill all your good protective bacteria along with some of the bad ones, and they sort of rely on you to take probiotics or rebuild them yourself. Colloidal silver is a mixture of, and what's that term, colloidal? Well, that's called a colloid, and that's a very chemistry term, but in essence, what it means for the product, the colloidal silvers you're buying, is that there's two types of silver in this product. One is actual silver particle, and the other is ionized, or the molecules actually diffused into the liquid. So there's both types in most colloidal silver. We don't really know which one or what is the more antibiotic part, although I have a friend of mine who just has a silver wire and he runs a current through some water to it, and he'll drink that fluid when he has a sore throat, and he says that it's the ionic part that really does all the antibiotic use, and it's just, and he absolutely says for his kids, he's raised them strep throats, whatever, sprays it in their nose when they have sinus infections, breathes it in and steam inhales it when they are having lung infections, and he claims great results. So I do think that it's more of the ionic form that is what's helping people. And so again, from any type of infection, people are rubbing it on their skin for fungal infections on their skin. There's a product out there that actually calls itself Silvercillin. I mean, you know, they're not even trying to hide the fact. Hey, FDA, come at us. You don't think that this acts like an antibiotic? We're going to call it Silvercillin. See if we have enough evidence to support what we're doing. So it's just growing left and right. And it's almost does it sound like a too good to be true to you, Mel?
Well, it does. And if people are using it sort of in place, we know, Dr. Decker, that we are an over-antibiotic society. We're over-sanitized. And if it's something that can sort of replace that, but I mean, silver can tend to build up in tissues of the body. Is this something, you know, that you, all you doctors are looking at and saying, well, this is definitely a risk?
I think it is a risk. And here's the problem. All of metals can be a risk. And so to the listeners, why don't we just as doctors embrace this new antibiotic? Well, it's because metals genuinely collect and pool in the body, and they actually can decrease immune activity. Mel, have you ever heard of gold shots?
I have heard of gold shots.
Mm-hmm. Gold shots, they're not used a lot because they got expensive. But in this, for the listeners out there, these aren't the gold shots of the Goldschlager in the bars. This is gold shots that we actually could put gold particles suspended in a liquid, and we would inject them into joints. And we did it for rheumatoid arthritis joints when they were really, really inflamed. We would shoot the gold in there, and it would act as an immunosuppressive. And so we know that all of these metals can collect and do bad things. Lead, mercury are very obvious. We know that those are toxins. But silver has sort of slid by, Mel. It's sort of slid by. It doesn't seem to suppress as much as gold. It seems to have this antibiotic, antifungal activity per se, even antiviral activity. But nobody really knows what it is. I always, when I see want to see the downside to these types of things, I go to a website called Quackwatch. Now, Quackwatch, this guy doesn't believe in anything but drugs, right? And so he kind of looked at a lot of the studies and the things that he's claiming on colloidal silver and all this stuff. And he really didn't have that much to say other than the FTC went after people claiming, when they made big business claims like it gets Ebola virus and stuff like that, he really didn't go after it and say that it wasn't antibiotic and that it didn't work. He went after some companies. He did some things. He went after Sea Silver. But I was shocked because it, in a way, he's saying that it's sort of getting through Quackwatch that this colloidal silver stuff might really, really work. Have you ever used it, Mel?
I never have. And I'm not even sure, Dr. Decker, if people are thinking, is this topical or are we taking it orally? I mean, where are we finding it?
Think about what people will use as a garlic for an anti-infective. It can be in a cream. It can be in a pill. This is very similar. It's usually found in a liquid, and it's usually done orally for things like the flus and colds, sore throats. They'll gargle and swallow for sore throats. But there is topical as well, where they'll mix it into a cream base, or you'll take the drops and just put it right on your skin and use it. I can tell you that doctors privately are using a ton of it on their family right now.
And does it make that metallic taste in your mouth?
No, it doesn't. And it seems to not upset, and this goes back to one of our original points, it seems not to upset the original balance of our bacteria. It seems to lay off our good, healthy bacteria, which is one of the keys. I mean, even if we take a strong garlic extract or if we use herbs like golden seal, which I use a lot of for sore throats and things, they still kill off a lot of your body's own protective bacteria. What's weird is, and I think it's because it's more in this ion form, is this ion form seems to not kill off your protective bacteria. It seems to kill off more of the pathogenic bacteria. I move kind of slow, Mel. It took me a while to move back to straight vitamin A, for example, for colds and flus. I wanted to make sure it was good and safe, and now I'm using a lot of straight vitamin A again. I move a little slow. Let me tell you, this stuff's in my office now. I am using it. I will use this silver silicone stuff to spray into sinuses. I will have people do it topically for rashes, and it's working. It seems to be similar to other things where sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I use this ion form only. I don't want to use the one that has those silver particles in it. I'm concerned about those particles with a lot of what we talked about earlier, you know, people turning blue and things. But I also treat it like a drug. And I say to people, only use it as recommended. I think one of the things that would happen, Mel, is these companies stepped in and they said you should take it every day, right? Because there's more money. Yeah, take it every day.
And then, of course, we overdo it just a bit. Now, in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Decker, your best advice about colloidal silver and what the listeners should do with it.
Number one, I think the colloidal version that is more the ionic, not the particle, is the one to use. The ionic version of colloidal silver, I think, is safer. Number two is it is not for everyday use. Same as antibiotics are not for everyday use. Echinacea is not for everyday use. It's only to be used when you have an infection. Third thing is do not take it outside of the recommended amounts, and I think it can be done safely and highly effectively.
Well, Dr. Decker Weiss is recommending you can use colloidal silver if you use it in moderation and for specific needs. For more information, you can re-listen to this podcast. You are listening to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.